Foxton Readers, Level 2, One Last Mission, by Steve Martin, read by Rick Romero. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Sergeant Farrell looked into the darkness. He hated jumping out of aeroplanes at night. He liked to see the ground below him. He needed to see the end of the jump. At night, he couldn't see anything. There was only empty, black sky. The light in the aeroplane turned green, and he jumped out. He fell into the cold, dark night. He started to count. When he counted to 60, he opened his parachute. Then he traveled slowly towards the ground. Somewhere above, his men followed him. He couldn't see them. Everybody had a black parachute. The enemy soldiers were somewhere below. This was their country. Sergeant Farrell and his men were a long way from home. If the enemy sees us now, we're in trouble, thought Sergeant Farrell. If they start shooting at us, we will all be dead before we land. Eventually, he hit the ground. He got up and took off the parachute. He had to move quickly. There was a small group of trees 100 meters away. He ran towards them. Once he was among the trees, he waited. Someone came towards him in the darkness. Sergeant Farrell hid behind a tree. The person whistled, and Sergeant Farrell whistled back. "Hello, Sergeant!" It was Billy, the youngest of the team. He was just 20. Every time someone arrived, there was a whistle. Before long, the whole team was back together. All 9 men were there. Everybody was safe, for now. "Okay, you know the mission," said Sergeant Farrell. "We will run 2 kilometers north until we are near the railway track. Then we will turn west and run towards the railway tunnel. In the tunnel, we will prepare 5 bombs.
"That sounds like fun," said Tom.
The other men laughed. Tom was always joking. Every team needed someone like Tom.
"Well, this is it," said Sergeant Farrell. "This is our last mission. The war is nearly over. Soon, we can go back to our families."
"Oh, no," said Tom. "Not my family. They are much more dangerous than enemy soldiers."
Everybody laughed again. The team was happy. It was a long war, but it was almost over. The men were tired. They wanted to go home. Sergeant Farrell looked at his team.
"Let's be careful," he said. "We have been together for a year. We have fought many battles. No one has died. We all started together, and I want us all to finish together."